Now, we are told here in verse 4 and 7, and I'm not going now into too much detail, but it says, every bed whereon he lieth that hath the issue is unclean. Why, everything he sits on, everything he touches. You see, God's concerned with the daily life of his people. His law reaches into the minute areas of his life. He watched over them when they were asleep. And the man with an unclean issue, he contaminated the bed upon which he slept. And even his dreams were impure. Many a person spends a sleepless night not counting sheep, but recounting and recalling his sins with lustful pleasure. God's interested in what we think when we lie upon our pillows. And today he wants to control our thought life. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are of good report, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things. You see, God is interested in you. He's interested in you when you lie down, when you walk, and he's interested in what you touch. And it's impossible today for a believer to rub shoulders with sinners in business or the social way. Walk down our streets and look at these four-letter words that are just glaring at us today in every direction, and you get soiled. The important thing is that we should confess our sins. And we all have this leprosy of sin. You see, these running sores, these hidden sins. Now he talks here in verses 8 through 12. He says, and if he that hath the issue spit upon him that's clean. Believe me, this thing gets down where you feel almost disgusted. But it reveals the nastiness of sin by contact. And this refers to that which is accidental. A believer today often finds himself in a public place, in a street, when some vile and dirty-minded person opens his mouth, and he hears these things. And we find here, as you read on, that even in public transportation, there's danger of contamination. And verses 10 and 11 remind us that after being in the company of some folk, a believer feels dirty all over. He's dirty and he needs to wash himself. Wherewithal shall a young man cleanse his way? The psalmist says, but taking heed thereto according to thy word. It's the reason we need to stay in the word of God, because of the fact that we get dirty in this life. And the Lord Jesus said to Simon Peter, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. That is, you haven't any fellowship with me. And now he says to them, now you're clean through the word which I've spoken unto you. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. What a picture that we have here of the contamination of secret sin. And you run on through this section, and I'm not going to read now, but just lift out some of the high points here. The water and the blood both are used here for cleansing as you read on. And it means that the Holy Spirit must apply the sacrifice of Christ to these secret sins that are in our lives today. My, what a picture this is of secret sin in the lives of people today and even in the lives of believers. This is a sordid chapter, but who's it describing? Who's it a picture of? Picture you and a picture of me, my friend. That's the reason we need to be cleansed, to come into his presence.